This is the son of PCJ.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire, it's so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in a storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Well, season's greetings, one and all. Welcome to the International Happy Station Show. I'm Keith Perron, and I hope that you have just as much fun tuning in today. Because, as you may know, in 2009, we started the tradition of bringing some traditional Christmas stories. And there's two stories that we have used, and they've become so popular that after Christmas, a number of you have been asking, where can they download them? Well, the only chance that you have to download them is by downloading this full show. And the stories are How the Grinch Stole Christmas and the other classic, Twas the Night Before Christmas. A lot of the Christmas music is songs you know, with also some you don't know. So sit back and enjoy. Frank Sinatra with the Gordon Jenkins Orchestra and Choir with Jingle Bells. Now, everybody has a fond Christmas memory. And there are some Christmas memories that, well, even today, if we have a chance, we will take part in, meaning bringing the memory up to date. One memory that I have is a particular movie, a movie that has become a musical classic. Every year, throughout the United States and many other countries in Europe and also in Southeast Asia, here and even in Taiwan, they run this film at this time of year. What movie is that? Well, to give you a clue, the movie stars Julie Andrews and Christopher Plummer. Yes, that's right, The Sound of Music. Now, The Sound of Music is not a Christmas movie, but there's one song in the film that has become a Christmas classic. The song is My Favorite Things. Here it is performed by Ray Conniff and the Singers.
Ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Soft and glowing.
Jack Frost is nipping at our feet.
I'll bet your lips are warm and sweet.
We've got that holiday feeling, that happy holiday feeling.
Let's roast chestnuts by the fire.
Any little thing you desire.
Those reindeer soon will be here.
Won't mean a thing to me, dear.
When Santa Claus begins his flight,
I hope he gets a flat tonight.
We've got that holiday feeling, that happy holiday feeling, our favorite holiday of the year.
You'd better leave.
It's been so lovely here like this, a chance I'd never miss.
But it's so late.
On New Year's Eve at 12 o'clock we'll stop to kiss. And while the whole world will be whistle-blowing,
we will still be mistletoeing. You think you're such a smarty.
Come on, let's have a party.
I know what's running through your mind.
This is the season to be kind.
We've got that holiday feeling, that happy holiday feeling.
So come and snuggle close to me,
right here where you're supposed to be.
Let's kiss, 'cause it's the season, dear. Let's kiss, who needs a reason, dear? We've got that holiday feeling now.
That holiday feeling, Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet. Now, some of you are saying to yourself right now, how do you get in the Christmas spirit when you're located in East Asia? Well, believe it or not, it isn't that difficult, because currently, throughout Taipei, Hong Kong, Singapore, Beijing, Shanghai, Tokyo, and other cities, you will find Christmas trees. You will find Christmas decorations. You will find the Christmas sales. You will find chaos at the stores. So yes, Christmas really is an international celebration. Let's now have a song that has become truly international. It's performed by the one and only Jose Feliciano. Well, you know the name, and of course, you probably know the song right away, Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, feliz Navidad, feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom.
Feliz Navidad, performed by Jose Feliciano, a song that has become an international Christmas classic. The strangest version of that song that I heard was a few years ago, being sung in Mandarin, with the chorus being sung in Spanish, with a very odd pronunciation. In 2009, during our first Christmas program with me as host, we presented a number of different stories. One of the stories that we presented on that program has been requested a number of times, and it is 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, with some good help from my good buddy, Tom Mayer.
"'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hope that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster to midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. When they met with an obstacle mount in the sky, up to the housetop the courses they flew, with a sleigh full of toys and Saint Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney Saint Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed in fur from his head to his foot. His clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of the pipe that he held in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a real jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings and turned with a jerk. And laying a finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh and to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the dawn of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, as he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
It's a marshmallow world in the winter, when the snow comes to cover the ground. It's time for play, it's a whipped cream day, I wait for it the whole year round. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head. It shines so your nose won't freeze. All the world is a snowball. See how it grows. That's how it goes. Whenever it snows, the world is your snowball. Just for a song, get out and roll it along. Oh, it's a yum, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar date. What if spring is late? In winter, it's a marshmallow world. Marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head. It shines so your nose won't freeze. Oh, all the world is your snowball. See how it grows. That's how it goes. Whenever it snows, the world is your snowball. Just for this song, get out and roll it along. Oh, it's a yummy, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar date. What if spring is late? This winter it's a marshmallow world. Marshmallow world.
Marshmallow World, Don Mayer, and the Harry the Goat Orchestra. You're listening to the Happy Station Christmas show for December 2011. It's a lot of fun to have you with me. If you wish to contact me, our email address is very simple, hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. Here's the one and only Marvin Gaye with Purple Snowflake.
They float, where do they go?
Purple snowflake,
cover the ground without a sound.
Gentle snowflake,
fall from the sky before your eyes.
It's so thrilling,
blankets of white brighten the night.
Such a feeling,
they seem to say that our love is here to stay. We'll be cozy and warm until summer flowers.
Chestnuts roasting
over the heat. Tea ain't like sweet.
Tootsies toasting,
drifting on air without a care.
Purple snowflake,
cover the ground without a sound.
Love is hoping,
as sure as snowflakes fall from the blue. I will always remember this night here with you.
Purple Snowflake, Marvin Gaye, a song that is a Christmas song but is not as well known as many of the others out there. We now bring you our second story on today's program. It's the very well-known How the Grinch Stole Christmas. I'm sure that many of you out there have seen the cartoon that was narrated by Boris Karloff. Well, this is a version that we recorded for The Happy Station. Every Who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot. But the Grinch, who lived just north of Whoville, did not.
The Grinch hated Christmas, the whole Christmas season. Now, please don't ask me why, no one quite knows the reason. It could be that his head wasn't screwed on quite right. It could be, perhaps, that his shoes were too tight. But I think that the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small. But whatever the reason, his heart or his shoes, he stood there on Christmas Eve hating the Whos. Staring down from his cave with a soury, grinchy frown at the warm, lighted windows below in their town. For he knew every Who down in Whoville beneath was busy now, hanging a mistletoe wreath. "And they're hanging their stockings," he snarled with a sneer. "Tomorrow is Christmas, it's practically here." Then he growled, with his Grinch fingers nervously drumming, "I must find a way to keep Christmas from coming." For tomorrow, he knew, all those Who girls and boys would wake up bright and early, then rush for their toys, and then, oh, the noise, the noise, 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 noise. That's one thing he hated, the noise, noise, noise. Then the Whos, young and old, would sit down for a feast. They'd feast, and they'd feast, and they'd feast, feast, feast. They would start on Who pudding and rare Who roast beast, which was something the Grinch couldn't stand in the least. And then they'd do something he liked least of all. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, would stand close together, and Christmas bells would ring. They'd stand hand in hand, and those Whos down in Whoville would start singing. They'd sing, and they'd sing. They'd sing, sing, sing. And the more the Grinch thought of the Who Christmas sing, the more the Grinch thought, "I must stop this whole thing. Why, for 50 years I've put up with it now. I must stop Christmas from coming. But how?" And then he got an awful idea. The Grinch got a wonderfully awful idea.
"You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. Ouch! You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana. Yes, huh. With a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you for anything, including a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Well, given the choice between you two, to be perfectly honest, yes, I take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. There are three words that describe you the best, and they are as I quote. Are you ready? Here we go. Stink, stank, stunk. You're a rottener, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato, splotted with moldy spots, Mr. Grinch. Yes, well, Your soul is an appalling dump heap overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable. Huh. Yeah, well, it's not really that bad. Mangled up with tangled knots. You nauseate me. Yes, you do. Mr. Grinch. With a nauseous supernosh. You're a crooked jerky jockey. And you drive a crooked horse, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce. Oi. I know just what to do. The Grinch laughed in his throat. And he made a quick Santa Claus hat and coat. And he chuckled and chuckled. What a Grinchy trick. With this coat and this hat, I'll look just like Saint Nick. All I need is reindeer, the Grinch looked around. But as reindeer are scarce, there were none to be found. But did that stop the old Grinch? No. The Grinch simply said, "Well, if I can't find a reindeer, I'll make one instead." So he called his dog Max. Then he took some red ribbon and he tied a big horn on the top of his head. Then he loaded some bags and some empty sacks on a ramshackle sleigh and he hitched up old Max. Then the Grinch said, "Giddy up!" And the sleigh started down towards the homes where the Whos lay a snooze in their town. All their windows were dark. Quiet snow filled the air. All the Whos were dreaming sweet dreams without care. When he came to the first house in the square, "This is stop number one," the old Grinchy Claus hissed. Then he climbed up to the roof, empty bags in his fist. Then he slid down the chimney, a rather tight pinch. But if old Saint Nick could do it, so could the Grinch. He got stuck only once, for a moment or two. And then he stuck his head out from under the fireplace flue, where the little stew stockings all hung in a row. "These stockings," he grinned, "are the first thing to go." Then he slithered and he slunk with a smile most unpleasant all around the room, and he took every present: popguns and bicycles, roller skates, drumsticks, checkerboards, tricycles, popcorn and plums, and then stuffed them into bags. Then the Grinch very nimbly stuffed all the bags one by one up the chimney. Then he slunk to the icebox. He took the Who's feast. He took the Who pudding. He took the roast beast. He cleaned that icebox as quickly as a flash. Why, that Grinch even took the last can of Who hash. He stuffed all the food up the chimney with glee. "And now," grinned the Grinch, "I'll stuff up the tree." And then the Grinch grabbed the tree, and he started to shove, when he heard the small sound like the coo of a dove. He turned around fast, and he saw a small Who, little Cindy Lou Who, who was no more than two. The Grinch had been caught by this little Who daughter, who'd got out of bed for a cup of cold water. She stared at the Grinch and said, "Santa, why? Why are you taking our Christmas tree? Why?" But you know, that Grinch was so smart and so slick, he thought up a lie, and he thought it up quick. "Why, my little tot," the fake Santa Claus lied, "there's a light on this tree that won't light on one side. So I'm taking it home to my workshop, my dear. I'll fix it up there, then I'll bring it back here." And his fib fooled the child.
Then he patted her on her head and got her her drink and sent her to bed. And when Cindy Lou Who went to her bed with her cup, he went to the chimney and stuffed the tree up. Then the last thing he took was the log for their fire. Then he went up the chimney himself, the old liar. On their walls he left nothing but hooks and some wire. And the only speck of food that he left in the house was a crumb that was even too small for a mouse. Then he did the same thing to the other Who's houses, leaving crumbs much too small for the other Who's mouses. It was 12:15, all the Who's still abed, all the Who's still a snooze, when he packed up his sleigh, packed up their presents, their ribbons, the wrappings, the tags, and the tinsel, and the trimmings, and the trappings. 3,000 feet up to the side of Mount Crumpet, he rode to the tip-top and dumped it. Poo-poo to the Who's, the Grinchy Claus hummed. They're finding out now that no Christmas is coming. They're just waking up. I know just what they'll do. Their mouths will hang open for a moment or two. Then all the Who's down in Whoville will cry boo-hoo-hoo. That's the noise, grinned the Grinch. I must simply hear. So he paused, and the Grinch put a hand to his ear. And he did hear a sound rising over the snow. It started in low, and then it started to grow. But the sound wasn't sad. Why? This sounded merry. It couldn't be so. But it was merry, very. He stared down at Whoville. The Grinch popped his eyes. Then he shook. What he saw was a shocking surprise. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, was singing without any presents at all. He hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came. Somehow or other, it came just the same. And then the Grinch, with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow, he stood puzzled and puzzled. How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags. And he puzzled for 3 hours, till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't thought before. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas perhaps means a little bit more. And what happened then? Well, in Whoville, they say, the Grinch's small heart grew 3 sizes that day. And the minute his heart didn't feel quite so tight, he whistled. And he brought back the toys and the food for the feast. And he himself, the Grinch, even carved the roast beast.
All right, you chipmunks, ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin. Alvin. Alvin!
Okay! Christmas, Christmas time is near. Time for toys and time for cheer. We've been good, but we can't last. Hurry, Christmas, hurry fast. One's a plane that moves the loop. Me, I want a hula hoop. We can hardly stand the way. Please, Christmas, don't be
okay, fellas, get ready. That was very good, Simon.
Naturally.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin. Alvin. Let's not overdo it.
What do you mean, overdo it? We want to sing it
again.
Now,
wait a minute, boys.
Yeah, Teddy, why can't we sing it
again? Alvin, cut that out. Wait a minute. Theodore, just a minute. Simon, will you cut that out? Get off.
Come on, come on.
Boys.
Let's sing it again.
Alvin and the Chipmunks with the Hula Hoop Christmas song. And I should mention that the voice of Theodore in that recording is that of Johnny Mann, with the arrangement and orchestra being conducted by Johnny Mann himself when he was the musical director for the Chipmunks television series. You're listening to the Christmas program from Happy Station. Once again, our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com, and we have some very interesting programs coming up over the next little while, but we're not going to tell you about them today. We're going to stay in the holiday spirit. The song we're going to take a listen to now is not a real well-known one. It's from a movie called The Polar Express. The song is called Christmas, and it's performed by Josh Groban.
Children sleeping, snow is softly falling, dreams are calling, like bells in the distance, we were dreamers. Seems the magic slipped away. We find it all again on Christmas Day. waste. There's so much to celebrate. Believe in what you feel inside and give your dreams the wings. Seems that we have lost our way. We find ourselves again on Christmas Day. Believe in what your heart is saying. Hear the melody that's playing. There's no time to waste. There's so much to celebrate. Believe in what you feel inside and give your dreams the
Josh Groban with Christmas from the movie The Polar Express. Well, we still have time to squeeze in one more song, and this is one that we aired last year, and a number of you said you enjoyed it so much you wish I would play it again, so we're going to do it. It's Winter Wonderland, performed by yours truly. Yes, little old me.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings his love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no man, but you can do the job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. Face the unafraid, the plans that we've made. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he's a circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman, until the other kids just knock him down. When it snows, ain't it thrilling? Though your nose gets a chilling, we'll frolic and play the Eskimo way. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in wonderland. Walking in a winter
Yours Truly and Winter Wonderland. And guess what? We're at the end of the show. I hope that all of you have a very pleasant holiday season. And we'll be joining you again next week as we take a look back at some of the most, well, memorable shows from 2011. So, on behalf of everyone that helped put the program together and everyone else here at PCJ, this is Keith Powell wishing you season's greetings, happy Hanukkah, all the rest. We'll see you soon. We're going to close with Andy Williams and the most wonderful time of the year. Bye-bye, everyone.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time of the
Thank you.